Today we begin with knowing Jesus as the Messiah. From Old Testament scriptures, we know that the Messiah was prophesied long before Jesus was born. And it's easy for us to read into our Old Testament scriptures and put Jesus into them, to put Jesus into the one that's being prophesied. But for those who hadn't experienced the whole life of Jesus, for those who hadn't witnessed what Jesus' life was for, they have these preconceived ideas of who and what the Messiah would be. The people who are listening to Jesus teach in the temple are becoming confused. This man sounds so intelligent, yet everything they've heard about him is that this guy must die, that he's a fake. There was a teacher in my grade school who everyone feared. No one wanted Mrs. Frankenstein. In fact, she was supposed to be so mean that I don't even remember what her actual name was. It was probably something like Mrs. Frank, and we just called her Mrs. Frankenstein. But everyone talked about how bad she was and dreaded being assigned to her in second grade. I was fortunate enough not to have her as my homeroom teacher. I thought I had escaped the terrible, horrible, no good teacher. But then we were assigned reading teachers. I had Mrs. Frankenstein. And the very day, the first day we walked in, reluctant, thinking we were never going to pass second grade. And while she was quite strict, maybe a little mean in the towing the line area, she was nowhere near as horrible that everyone claimed her to be. I passed second grade. The Pharisees and the leaders have been telling people that Jesus needed to be killed. He needed to be stopped from teaching these crazy things that he was saying. To make it more confusing for them, they had an idea, a checklist, so to speak, of what would make someone a Messiah. The things that Jesus were saying sort of sounded Messiah-like. He sounded like a Messiah that they had heard about. Yet the rulers continued to want to kill him. One of their Messiah criteria was that they wouldn't know the history of the Messiah. They wouldn't know where this Messiah came from. They could clear that one off right away. They knew Jesus. They knew his history. They knew his mother, his father, his brothers, his sisters. They knew the trade that Jesus had been trained in. They knew the hometown he was from. They thought they knew the truth. They thought that they had been trained to know the truth, the way. They thought they knew this God that they had worshipped through all the laws that were put into place. And then Jesus shows up, claiming to be the Messiah. And they are left confused. Some saw Jesus as the real deal, while others saw him as a fraud. Jesus spoke against what they thought the Messiah represented, the things that they had spent their whole lives focused on. He spoke against their teachings, against their practices. We don't have a checklist, per se, that clues us into what the Messiah would be like. Nothing to tell us when the Messiah is actually with us. But we do have to continually be sure that we're focused in the right direction. For example, if we take Sunday mornings as our focus of the Messiah, where the Messiah comes to us, where the Messiah is with us, we will end up just like the confused folks in our gospel reading. And we also think we know how the Messiah works, yet we are regularly surprised. The Messiah comes to us all the time, through the people we meet, through the people we serve, through the people we love, through the people we deny. Christ has come to us, and Scripture tells us of the love, the sacrifice that Christ made for us. But the Messiah is still working in great ways, ways that we don't yet know how to explain, ways that we can't understand. The Messiah has come and will come again. As we enter this season of Advent, a time when we generally think about preparing for Jesus, there is no better way than to prepare for the Messiah than to remind ourselves that God does not work in our ways, but works in ways that are not necessarily meant for us to know. Preparing for the Messiah doesn't mean gathering supplies or even going out and trying to seek forgiveness from all those whom we've wronged. Preparing for the Messiah simply means being open to however God comes to us, being open to show God's love to any and to all. Amen.